Joe Biden threatens to further cut deportations unless Congress funnels billions to border crossers. By John Binder on February 8, 2024. President Joe Biden is threatening to further cut deportations of illegal aliens unless Congress approves billions for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, much of which would fund the release of border crossers into the United States and those non-governmental organizations, NGOs, helping resettle them. This week, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Biden would consider gutting the number of deportations carried out by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents unless the House and Senate pass billions in funds for DHS to more quickly get border crossers into the U.S. interior and the NGOs that aid the process. Because congressional Republicans are choosing partisan politics over our national security and refusing to pass the bipartisan national security agreement that includes significant border reforms and funding. Over the coming weeks, ICE will be forced to reduce operations because of budget shortfalls, Jean-Pierre said on Air Force One. We have asked Congress for additional funding and resources, and every time Congress has provided less than we asked for, or most recently, completely ignored our supplemental request, emphasis added. Jean-Pierre's comments came after a bill from Senators James Lankford, R.O.K., Kyrsten Sinema, Iaz, and Chris Murphy, D.C.T., went down in flames in the Senate. The bill, among other things, would have funneled countless billions of American taxpayer money to DHS and contracted NGOs to more efficiently get border crossers into American communities. Specifically, the bill provided $1.4 billion for the Federal Emergency Management Agency's FEMA, Shelter and Services Program, SSP, and $2.3 billion for the Department of Health and Human Services's HHS, Refugee Entrant and Assistance Program. Both programs are boondoggles for NGOs helping the federal government facilitate illegal immigration into the U.S. interior. As Breitbart News has chronicled, Biden has consistently cut deportations of even the most violent criminal illegal aliens. The latest ICE data shows that Biden is deporting about one illegal alien for every 70 illegal aliens arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. ICE deportation figures for fiscal year 2023 also reveal that the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens have very few chances of being deported. For example, last year, illegal aliens had a fewer than 5% chance of being deported from the U.S. by ICE agents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.